Hello, class. Last week, we invited Mrs. Lee here to talk about the United States being a melting pot. Today, Mrs. Lee will continue talking something about this. Welcome, Mrs. Lee.
Thank you. We know the United States is a melting pot, where all the different immigrants mix together to create something new. Well, everything has exceptions, including our melting pot. Inside the Mississippi River Valley, there is a large area that is part melting pot and part garden salad. In Louisiana, or more specifically, New Orleans, there have been a few major cultural influences that are different from the rest of the United States. Unlike the rest of the United States, which was colonized by England and Spain, New Orleans was mainly a French settlement. It also was a unique slave culture. While the rest of the U.S. was a melting pot, mixing all of its parts to create something new, New Orleans became a garden salad. Right now, you may be asking yourself, what does she mean by garden salad? A garden salad has many parts that are combined to make a new flavor. Each piece retains its original identity, but combined they make something new, and hopefully better. This contrasts to the melting pot, because in a melting pot, all pieces lose their identity to form something new. So, in New Orleans, we have a French beginning with French culture, food, language, and lifestyle. Added in over the centuries is a bit of Spanish influence, when Spain controlled the territory for about 50 years after the French and Indian War. After that is the American and English influence, after President Jefferson bought the territory from France. And lastly is an influx of Latino culture from Mexico and the Caribbean. The result now is that New Orleans has a distinct culture apart from the United States. Because of their French ancestry, they have different expressions, such as they say, "I'm making groceries," instead of our, "I'm grocery shopping." Again, this is because the French influence. In French, the direct translation is to make groceries, not to buy or go shopping.
Question 16. What's the difference between New Orleans and the rest of the U.S.? Question 17. What do we know about a garden salad, according to Mrs. Lee? Question 18. What is said about the culture in New Orleans?